I believe that Qais Saied thinks that representative democracy is a corrupt system. He does not believe in representative democracy. Instead, he wants to establish direct democracy without political parties, because he thinks that political parties are corrupt, without NGOs. Also, he thinks that NGOs are corrupt, and probably without a parliament also, because he thinks that members of parliament are corrupt. So he sees himself as the savior of the country, and he wants to install a new system based on local committees, similar to what we saw in Libya under Gaddafi, for example. Right now, he's starting to face growing opposition from many corners within the Tunisian society, and also from the international community. So that's why he still has not announced a new government or a roadmap, both of which would be illegal and unconstitutional without the approval of the parliament. And therefore, he is currently on very murky legal and constitutional grounds.
Saied's next steps will determine whether his intervention, called a coup by critics, but widely supported by a populace weary of paralysis and economic decline, will ultimately be regarded as a democratic reset or a gateway back to autocracy. Which direction you think he would be able to take Tunisia to?
I think it's true that the transition to democracy in Tunisia was incomplete, and that the Tunisian people are disappointed by the lack of improvements in the economy, and also by the lack of improvement in social justice or in fighting corruption. However, I believe that we can and we must fix our democracy, that this democracy is still work in progress and is still incomplete, but it can be fixed. This does not mean that we can fix it by reverting to dictatorship or one-man rule. I think most Tunisians want to see a more effective government that can fight corruption and achieve economic development and prosperity. But at the same time, they also want this government to respect the tenets of democracy and human rights, as we have known them in Tunisia for the past 10 years.
But are Tunisian civil society organizations able to pressure the president to produce a roadmap or move into the right direction?
Yes, I think so. It's not just him who, I don't think he has the right to produce a roadmap or to impose a roadmap on the Tunisian people. This roadmap has to be negotiated and has to be discussed and ultimately has to be approved by the parliament. The Tunisian people will not accept one person to decide which course Tunisia to take. It has to be negotiated, and it has to be the outcome of a national dialogue that includes all the different political parties and NGOs and civil society, etc. So I think President Qais Saied is currently under a lot of pressure to develop this roadmap, but he cannot develop it alone. It has to be developed with the participation and the inclusion of all political parties and civil society.